Good morning, everyone. Today is the 2nd of August. It's Friday morning. Thank God it's Friday, right? I want to talk about something today that I think is timely, especially in my own life. I've entitled this message, "When People Get Angry When You Tell Them the Truth." When people get angry when you tell them the truth. Sometimes people get very, very angry when you tell them the truth. And they retaliate. That's human nature, isn't it? I'm going to share a story this morning that proves my point. As many of you know, my son has is disabled. He has a brain degenerative disease. He has to be on medication to sustain his ability to function cognitively. And we have been seeing a psychiatrist, which I don't buy into psychiatry, but and able to get Mark the medication he needs, we have to see one. But anyway, been seeing a psychiatrist for 7 years. And the last appointment, we always go with Mark to the appointment. And this guy is a renowned shrink, has all kind of credentials, and wants everybody to know how smart he is. But anyway, the last appointment we were in his office, and I noticed he put a little sign up on his door. You'll have to reschedule appointment and will be charged $50. Yeah, he had that sign right up on his office door. If you're 15 minutes late, you will have to reschedule your appointment to be charged $50. Well, when I was in his office, I brought that up to him. I said, I just want to point out that, you know, we've waited over an hour and 10 minutes for our appointment today. And I jokingly said, you owe me $50, more than $50, because you're not just 15 minutes late, you're over an hour late. Well, fire came out of his eyes. You know why? Because I told him the truth. I told him the truth. And he's the type of person, he's not used to having his patients hold him accountable. He thinks he's a little god. He thinks he can do anything he wants to do. So you know what he did in retaliation against me? He sent us a letter saying that he was no longer going to be Mark's psychiatrist and we'd have to find another one. When people are told the truth, they will do strange things. Now you know what he said in the letter? Because he was understaffed. He's not understaffed. His staffing hasn't changed at all. It was just an excuse not having to face the music of someone that was going to hold him accountable. I had given him my book, The Lies of Free Will. I don't think he liked that very well, and he certainly didn't agree with my position on predestination election. I think he's a Southern Baptist. He says he's a Christian, but he certainly didn't portray Christian behavior the way he retaliated against me, for pointing out that he has two sets of rules, one for his patients and one for him. And so, when I got the letter, I put numerous calls into his office to try to work this situation out rather than him just cut off his services to me. I made over 11 calls to his office. He refused to return my phone calls, so I went over to his office with my wife and my son. And you know what he did? He called the police on me. He called the police. Six police showed up. Six policemen showed up Isn't that interesting? That's what people do when you point out the truth to them. This guy proclaims to be a Christian, and he treats his patients like this, cuts them off their medication. Mark had an appointment for November the 5th. He cut him off, which means that he could continue on his medication. So what they do is they will absolutely retaliate against you when you tell them the truth. Well, there are many, many passages in the Bible that talk about what people do when they get angry. They'll do strange things, won't they? This psychiatrist was full of rage because somebody pointed out his duplicitous behavior. And Jonah ran from God. You know, he got angry, didn't he? Jonah 4:1, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. Then said the Lord, dost thou well to be angry? God said to Jonah, doest thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. Proverbs 14:17, he that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. Proverbs 21:19, it is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. Proverbs 25:23, the north wind driveth away rain, so doth an angry countenance, a backbiting tongue. When I tried to reason with the gentleman that was at the front desk of that psychiatrist's office, he began to spit out lies and untruths, you know. So that's what happens. People will try to cover their back by lying, won't they? Proverbs 25:23, the north wind driveth away rain, so doth an angry countenance, a backbiting tongue. Ecclesiastes 7:9, be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. I was angry myself in the way that this doctor retaliated against me and my son and my family and cut him off his medication. I was trying to protect my son. Psalm 84, O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Proverbs 29:22, an angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. Ephesians 4:26, be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Genesis 45:5, now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. Joseph talking to his brothers. Proverbs 22:24, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. This doctor was angry with me because I pointed out that he treated his patients like second-class citizens and put himself and exalted himself up on a pedestal. And he was not accountable to keep his appointments, but he was going to charge $50 if somebody was 15 minutes late for an appointment and make them come back and reschedule. Well, that's what people do when they get angry. This guy has up in his office hope, faith, and love. And he's got the fish sign on his office. Promoting, I guess, that he's a believer, you know. He certainly doesn't treat his patients like he's a Christian. I told him, I said, doesn't the Bible say that you're supposed to do unto others as you would have them do unto you? Isn't that what it says? Well, anyway, that's what I want to talk about this morning. So how do we respond? Well, you know, I told those six police officers, I said, you know, this is nothing more than medical neglect. I said, this man is angry because I tried to hold him accountable, and now he's retaliating against my son and my family and refusing to even talk to me or prescribe his medications. I said, this is medical neglect. As a former social worker, that could be construed as medical neglect. How are we to respond? Well, you know, my mom used to say, convince a man against his will, he's of the same opinion still. Well, that's exactly what happens when you say, tell somebody the truth sometimes, and they get angry, start retaliating. So now we've got to find another doctor. So if any of you know a good psychiatrist that will not treat their patients shabbily, I'd appreciate you give me a referral. I'm looking for a good psychiatrist. I don't like to have to go to a psychiatrist with my son to get his medications, but I like to retain him in the home and be able to have him function, be able to cognitively use his mind. He reads every morning on our broadcast here. Keep us in your prayers. I'm going to send this man a letter and tell him my feelings, like I have told you this morning, exactly how I feel, you know. Not that it's going to make any difference. He's already made up his mind. He can't see the forest because of the trees. He can't see how he's treating other people, you know. He's projecting his anger onto other people because they try to hold him accountable. And that's what people do when you tell them the truth. May the good Lord be with you this day is my prayer. God bless.